Since summer, the Gospels we've been listening to have had Jesus moving towards Jerusalem, where he will suffer and die and rise. And in our Gospel today, he's finally there in Jerusalem at the temple. And the temple was a dwelling place of God. It was the heart of the Jewish people. It was like their identity of who they are, this beautiful temple that had been under construction for 40 or 50 years and still wasn't even completed in the time of Jesus. There were still things being added to it. And this was like everything to them. Kind of like if somebody were to talk about the church, maybe an image that we would have immediately in our minds might be this place, guardian angels, or maybe the cathedral downtown or St. Peter's in Rome. Jesus predicts the day when the temple will no longer stand. And it comes about in the year 70. The Roman armies invade Jerusalem, destroy the temple, kill many of the inhabitants, and also our brothers and sisters who were Jewish, who converted to the Catholic faith. They are persecuted and martyred as well. The predictions of natural and man-made disasters, people claiming to be Jesus, and the end of the world is going to be next Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the evening, or some other kind of persecution Jesus warns about, but also realizing that one day each of us and the world will come to an end. And even if these things are happening, Jesus is reminding us to remain faithful. Stay in that fidelity of our faith, our constancy in our love and service of the Lord, so that if these things do happen, or when they do happen, we shouldn't be afraid, not to worry. The Holy Spirit will give us what we need to say and will give us the grace to be able to accomplish all that we've been asked to do. Because if we're living in the life of our faith, if we're celebrating the sacraments, if we're leaning on our prayer, if we're worshiping God with all our heart, mind, and soul, if we're reaching out in service to others, then we should have that confidence. We should not be afraid, because we've been always living with the Lord constantly every day of our lives. So when he comes, it'll be a wonderful thing to see and to be able to share now eternity with him in all its perfection and all of its glory. The brief reading from Malachi this evening tells of the good seem to suffer and the unjust seem to party. But Malachi is saying from God that the party will come to an end. And if they have not lived up or even repented, they will be destroyed. But the good will bask in the beauty of the beautiful rays of the sun. There will be a last day. But all the things that we do, all the good, will be remembered. And if there's something that we have not done well, if we've not responded to God in our love and in our service, well, now is the time. God is very patient with every one of us. So he gives us this all these years of life, every day of our life, to be able to use that to love and serve him, to come to know him better, to rely upon the gifts that he's given to his church, through prayer, fasting, works of charity. All of these things are aids to us to come to know the Lord better and to live our lives more faithfully and more fully within his presence. So we can be confident that if we're doing these things, when the Lord comes, we will not fear. It will not make us panic. It will be somebody like we've greeting a long-lost friend, somebody we haven't seen for a while, and oh, how good it will be to see him once again. It'll bring us to that joyful reunion with Christ, which we have already known here on earth. Now he'll bring it into perfection in heaven. Our sufferings physically, when we are made fun of because of our beliefs, when we are challenged because of who we are as disciples, when we're living that up, God sees that and will reward that. We have our hearts set on our love for the Lord, one who loves us so completely. And in that last day, in our last hour, we can enter into that perfection and beauty with him for all eternity.